Hello guys, my name is Alina and I'm one of the PT expert at PT Tutorials Aussies Group. A warm welcome to all of you guys. In this particular session, we are going to discuss about the PT tips and tricks for the PT speaking task answer short questions. As you know that it is one of the most important integrated task of the PT academic exams. It is the fifth task of PT speaking and it is the fourth integrated task. In the previous video, I have already covered the three important integrated tasks. That is read aloud, repeat sentences, and retell lecture. All right. As you know that it is an integrated task because it gives the score towards the listening and speaking, which means that two of the ability of the student is judged over here. That is a speaking and listening. We have to listen to particular audio. On the basis of the audio, we have to give a particular answer. That answer must be as well in few words only. The title says, you will hear a question, please give a simple and short answer. Often just one or few words is enough. So we just have to give the audio answer. That too has duration of approximately 5 to 7 seconds of answer time. We have to give the answer in just one, might be two or few words. It can not be beyond 4 words. So if possible, please try to speak the answer in just 2 to 3 words. That is the better approach. As we are going to listen to that particular audio, the ability of the student which is judged is listening. And as we have to speak over here, the ability which is judged is speaking. There would be such 2 to 3 questions in exams. That is one of the fact. Not only that, but each of the question would be of 1 mark. 1 mark because we have to give up appropriate word choice, which means we have to give an appropriate answer. If we have skipped or made the answer incorrect, 0 score would be granted. So if possible, try to not skip the question but give any of the response. Not only that, but it includes the enabling skills as vocabulary. Now many of the concerns are getting raised and many of the questions are asked by the students that why vocabulary being one of the enabling skills. The reason behind vocabulary being one of the enabling skill can be the word choice. Not only that, but multiple answer possibility. For any of the particular question, there can be multiple answer. There are students who are speaking different answers and that's why the scores are also granted towards the vocabulary because of uniqueness of the answers. We need to consider a few of the important things while attempting the answer chart questions. The first important thing is, if we have spoken wrong answer, don't rectify it as there are highest chances of having the fumbles. If the answer was paleontologists, I spoke paleontologists. My answer would be correct, but at the same time, there is a fumbling. So scores may not be granted by the system. So be sure that we are not speaking the wrong answer. Not only that, but don't speak more than one possible answer. So if possible, just try to stick to one answer only. Don't speak paleontologists, dermatologists. When we are confused with multiple answers, don't speak multiple answers. Stick to one possible answer only. Next is prompt answer giving required. We must not waste the time and speak the answer within just 3 seconds. Once we see that blue bars are progressing, we must try to speak the answer within just first few, that is 2 or 3 blue bars only. If we are speaking the answer after 3 seconds, which means after 3 blue bars, there are highest chances, and this has been verified as well, that the answer will not be captured by the system and that's why the scores will not be granted. So if possible, speak the answer within just 3 blue bars. Next up is try not to stretch the answer, just to speak it in 1 or 2 words. Don't speak the entire question and then the answer. Let's take an example for the same. For example, the question is, from where does the sun rises? Very basic level of question. The answer is the east. This will give us the score. The sun rises from the east. This won't give us the scores. It rises from the east. Not one of the possible answers. East? Yeah. This can give us the scores. From the east? Might be. It can give us the scores. As there is just 2 to 3 words. So the best approach towards speaking the answer is to use just 2 to 3 words of the answers. There are different types of questions in the answer chart questions. The first is option-based questions, which means that in the question itself, the options will be given. Let's have a look. In such question types, the audio will have the questions as well as the options. The responder just have to speak one of the convenient options. The example for that is, which one is the renewable energy, solar energy or nuclear energy? The options are already given in the example, which means the options are already given in the question. So we just have to speak the answer either as a solar energy or as the nuclear energy. Don't frame the entire answer and then speak it, like solar energy is one of the renewable energy. That's a wrong approach. At the same time, nuclear energy is one of the renewable energy. That is also a wrong approach. Try to speak just one particular answer, that is nuclear energy. The second type of question is true or false. That is very familiar, that in the question only they would be asking that this particular statement is true or false. We just have to speak true or false. In such question types, the audio will have question with options of true or false. The responder simply have to give the answer in one word, either true or false. Let's take an example for that thing, that gravity is the force that pushes everything to the earth, true or false. We just have to give the answer in one word, that is true. Don't frame the entire sentence again, I'm repeating. Just try to speak the answer in just one word. Next up for the types of question is dichotomous. Dichotomous questions are, in such question types, the audio will have questions with options of yes or no. The responder simply have to give the answer in one word, that is either yes or no. Is dermatologist the doctor of skin? Yes or no? We just have to speak the answer as yes or no. Don't frame the sentence again. So these are the easy level questions because we just have to speak the answer that too from the questions. But there are difficult questions which are named as direct questions. In such question types, the direct questions are asked. This question don't have any options or hint words in it. So it can be difficult for many of the students to grab the exact idea of the question. Who is the doctor for eyes? Ophthalmologist. So it can be difficult to just have the reference or just to try to recall that what can be the possible answer. So direct questions are a bit of difficult level questions. All right. The next type of question is image question. In image question, the image would be provided. We just have to simply answer on the basis of the keywords or after observing that particular image. In such question types, the image is provided for each question. As per the audio question, the responder has to attempt the questions. So, for example, whose footprints are this? A polar bear or penguin? We just have to look at the image and give the answer as polar bear. There are a few of the common mistakes which are made by the students while attempting the understood questions. That is, the major mistake is skipping the question. Even if you don't know the answer, try to avoid skipping the question. There are highest chances that when we skip the question, it will judge our accuracy in terms of listening ability also. So if possible, try to avoid skipping the questions. Next up mistake is speaking in length. As I said, that we are just framing the entire sentence and then speaking the answer. So that is really not a great approach. Hesitation while speaking the answer. We are not sure about that particular answer. We have lots of thought process going on. And that's why we are not able to speak the word clearly. When we are in confusing state, we just try to speak in a bit low tone. And that is the reason why we hesitate or fumble. And that can reduce our score. Even if our answer is correct many a times, but if we hesitate, the scores would not be granted. So try to speak clearly and open the mouth a bit more for clarity purpose and speak the word confidently. Repeating the actual answer. As I said, when we are confused that the answer can be possibly A option or the B option. So don't repeat even A twice or B twice. Sometimes we think that system was not able to capture my answer. And that's why we repeat the answer. The East was spoken in low tone at the first place. Then we spoke in a bit high tone. The East. Why? Because we thought that the system would not be able to capture our answer. If possible, just speak it once and that too in a bit good volume. All right. Late start of the answer, as I said, that the reason why we don't get this good scores in Ashutosh question is because of the prompt answer giving. And prompt answer giving can come only if we practice the questions. And the best source of practice which I will show you would be the PTE, the memories, as well as the PTE sample questions. Speaking in a bit faster speed, the East. The system was not able to capture. Might be the system was able to capture as the East and without any space in between. The system would have taken that particular word as the entire word. So if possible, just try to speak in a bit moderate speed. Don't go in very low speed as well. try to speak in a bit moderate speed. Lack of clarity and confidence can be the one of the reason of low scores in the answer short questions. Don't avoid answer short question, because answer short question as well has 10 to 12 questions and each of them is giving 1 mark. So surely we can get 12 marks or 10 marks approximately towards the speaking and listening. So don't take or consider answer short question as negligible task. No, not at all. Change in volume and tone. As I said, in few of the questions, when we are confident about the answer, we speak it in a bit high tone. But when we are not confident about any of the answer, we tend to speak in a bit low tone. This can create the problem in terms of fluctuation in the intonations. Try to speak in a moderate and flat volume and tone. The consistent tone and volume must be there. Speaking very slowly also can reduce the scores. That is one of the possible reasons. Alright, so these are the common mistakes which are analyzed. And the best source of the PT preparations for the speaking answer short questions would be the PT exam memories as well as the PT free sample questions of PT tutorials. I would definitely suggest everyone to just refer these two platforms. This will give you bulk of questions. You will be able to practice approximately 500. This is not the updated ones, but there are more than this questions also. And there are lots of questions in the exam memories file. This will help you to analyze the answer very quickly. This will increase your accuracy in terms of prompt answer giving. Let's do some of the practice questions.
How many years do you study for an undergraduate program?
What's the fastest way to get from the 20th floor to the first floor? At what ceremony the students receive their degree or diploma at end of their study? What do we call a company or an organization that gives money to sports event in exchange of advertising?
What does the term otolaryngology mean?
What do ophthalmologists specialize in?
What do we call the date a piece of work must be finished by?
What does a dermatologist specialize in? What do you call a very long essay that students have to write for a doctoral degree? Would it be better to use kilometers or kilograms to measure the distance between two cities?
Thank you so much for viewing this video. Please take the online group coaching sessions from the PT tutorials and get free materials for the practice. We are currently providing the group as well as the one-to-one sessions. The link is in the description. Thank you so much.